This is Issues and Ideas here on 90.1 KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White. A golf course in San Luis Obispo County is turning brown, not because of the drought, but because of a change to California's prison system. To help explain how the two are connected and what's being done to fix the situation, we're joined by New Times Slow reporter Jono Kincaid, who wrote a piece on this very issue. You can find a link to it at kcbx.org. Welcome to Issues and Ideas, Jono.
Thanks for having me, Randall.
So this golf course is on Highway 1 between San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay, and it is the Dairy Creek Golf Course.
Correct.
How does the state's prison system come into play regarding the water used to keep the greens just that green?
So Dairy Creek, as you said, is on Highway 1 directly across from Cuesta College. It's one of three golf courses ran by the county. And there's a combination of things that make Dairy Creek as it is. Where it's at, there isn't exactly water to use in the first place. But also, as a golf course ran by a public entity, there's an added level of responsibility or an intent to be conservative with water use. And so their primary water source is reclaimed water from California Men's Colony, which is just down the road.
I see. And so like a purple pipe type of water.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And all three of the golf courses ran by the county have some sort of purple pipe or reclaimed water element in their water supply portfolio. And so Dairy Creek gets this water from California Men's Colony, which has seen their population significantly drop thanks to AB 109, which Governor Jerry Brown signed in 2011, which reduced prison population, known as prison realignment.
The state was really forced into that situation, weren't they, because of the overcrowding?
Correct. They've had severe problems of overcrowding. It became very expensive, and so they started to create prison diversion programs to kind of stop, as Governor Brown would call it, the revolving door, where somebody's released from prison and then has trouble reassimilating back into society and then just ends up back into prison. They did that. They've also transferred some of the lower level offenders to county jails, which has created its own set of issues and challenges for county jails.
What sort of population drop are we looking at?
CMC has dropped since 2011. They're at 60% now than where they used to be. They were about 3,800 inmates in 2011, and now they're at about 4,100 average inmates.
And so in addition to the population drop at the prison, I imagine that as a state facility, they're also working to conserve water.
Correct. Yeah, so they have been required to reduce their water use by 20%, which is state mandates from Governor Brown. All state agencies have had requirements, as have other water users. And so when you take the 60% reduction in prison inmates plus that extra 20%, they're basically pumping out half the water that they used to. So Dairy Creek basically now has half of the water that they used to be getting to irrigate the golf course.
I see. And so I imagine when the prison was at full capacity, the amount of water or sewage they were producing that they then turned into this usable water on the golf course was just enough to keep everything green during the summertime?
Yeah. They designed the course to be pretty sparse with water use needs, to let the fairways get a little bit brown as it was. And they also built some storage ponds for reclaimed water to capture rainwater to use as well. And so they were designed to use the bare bones. So when you have a situation like that and you see a water reduction, they're more vulnerable because it's hard to stretch them even farther than where they were at. And so now it's basically turned brown for parts of the year. Currently, it's looking a little bit better because of the rains. But that's the brown and the reduced quality, the quickening of the play, the way that the ball acts when it hits the fairways, especially, or the green.
Speeds up?
Yep, it speeds up. And people don't always like that. And so now you've seen a dramatic reduction in play at the course, and they're hurting for money.
Well, how much of a reduction?
They're at about 45% of their income at where they were in terms of, you know, kind of play-generated revenues.
So this is really hurting the bottom line of this county course. I imagine they want to get the greens green again. What are the steps that are in play, or possible steps, I guess, that are in play for that?
Well, the bottom line for them is to keep the course financially viable, because it is a government-ran course, taxpayer money at the end of it, unless they can become self-sufficient. And so if they want to keep the course and keep it self-sufficient, the options are, there's a few. There is potentially using water in the short term from Whale Rock Reservoir, which is up east of Cayucas, and maybe at least using that in the short term once they figure out a longer-term solution, like building an extra water retention pond, or
to catch like runoff during storms.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which that helps supplement their primary water source, which is from CMC, but they would need to build more ponds to have, you know, more of that buffer. And that requires environmental review, permitting, fish and game authorization, et cetera. And so they could in the short term bring in water down from Rail Arc Reservoir, but that is one of the challenges that the county is going to face and the Board of Supervisors will be discussing at their meeting on May 17th, which is considering the drought and water supply concerns everywhere. Is it appropriate to use potable water for a golf course?
We should mention also that the staff report is expected to come out Wednesday, today, at some point, and it may or may not have been released at the point that we recorded this. So what's expected to be in that report?
So basically, the staff report will be asking the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors for some direction on how to further proceed, how to further investigate and vet the options before them. And those options that the supervisors will consider and weigh, you know, which ones they want to pursue or not, include the supplemental water element, whether or not to build a holding pond in the short term, or any more infrastructural remedies that they could do. And then also how to basically fund the course if they want to, you know, pay for it with general fund to keep it viable in the short term, or maybe even convert it to something else, including a campground, an events facility, or just leave it as it is and hope things change and it just starts raining more.
Or the culture of golf shifts to a point. I think your article mentioned that in Europe they tend to play with the faster greens. They like the ball moving faster and whatnot. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. And that's what Josh Heptig, the superintendent of those three county ran golf courses, said. He said that, you know, there is more of an expectation for that lush, green, predictable turf in golf courses here. You know, you think the stark contrast of lush, green golf courses in the Arizona desert. And he said that that's helped, hurt the course, because people are less likely to play there just because it's not what they want. So they'll go elsewhere. And so part of that is asking the question of, you know, what's the reality of golf courses in California, which obviously is a state that experiences drought. And the other question that they're considering, and Nick Franco, the county park superintendent, discussed this, is they want to make that course accessible for people that don't have the money to drop at they would as a country club or a private golf course. And so the more they can make this financially viable, the more people that can play on it. And those people may or may not be as picky about the conditions, but they still need to be able to play and maintain the course.
I guess then it just, where this all stands is with in the hands of the supervisors on the 17th.
Correct. And this won't be a final decision. It will be more a preliminary decision to chart the course of what's next, what options to more fully pursue.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. John O'Kincaid's article, you can find it online by going to kcbx.org. We'll provide a link to his New Times Slow article on the relationship between the San Luis Obispo County Golf Course and the California Men's Colony. John O., thank you so much for joining us here on Issues and Ideas.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Issues and Ideas here on 90.1 KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White.